Lisa, did you see
It's in the third drawer from the bottom.
How do you know what I'm looking for?
Because whenever you don't know where something is in, that's when it is.
Well, I'm looking for my hammer. What is that?
The Royal Cook's Book. These are the recipes my mother, the queen, used when we lived in the palace. Oh, it's full of all kinds of exotic recipes that were only fit to grace the table of a king.
What king was that?
My father.
Oh, yes, yes. Louis the Zero.
My father was a real gourmet. He liked to have delicacies from all over the world. Oh, this one was his favorite. Stuffed kangaroo tail.
How do you stuff a kangaroo tail?
Through the pouch.
I ought to know better.
You take 22 pounds of chicken liver and you stuff...
I don't care to hear the details.
Well, I'm trying to find something special to make for your birthday.
My birthday is 3 weeks away.
Well, I thought if I start practicing now, it will be perfect by the time it comes around. Oh, here is a recipe that was a favorite with royalty from all over Europe.
What is that?
Elephant stew.
How do you stew an elephant?
Well, you fill up the mort with champagne, then you throw the elephant in, and in 2 days, he's stewed to the tusks. Where are you going?
I'm going to get the hammer and hit myself on the head with it.
The place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Your birthday dinner, fillet of turtle tongue.
No, thanks. How about cooking my favorite, spaghetti and meatballs?
Spaghetti with meatballs. Would that be under S for spaghetti, or M for meat, or B for balls?
Look, why don't you try S for spaghetti?
S. Sperm whale soup? Seaweed a la mode? Shark du souffle?
Look, is there a spaghetti recipe in there?
I don't see one here. You'll have to have something else.
There's nothing to making spaghetti. There are probably a couple of cookbooks in the kitchen with a recipe.
I see if I can find one. In the meanwhile, have a happy birthday.
My birthday is not for 3 weeks. Oh! Lisa, I've got to go in.
What's the matter?
Are you boiling laundry?
No, spaghetti. Would you like to taste it?
How long did you cook that?
2 hours and 23 minutes. So far.
So far?
I wanted to be sure it's well done.
No, Lisa, you don't boil spaghetti that long. Didn't you read the directions on the box?
I couldn't. I dropped the box in the pots.
Well, Lisa, you can't eat that mess.
I'll make another batch. That's why I'm practicing. So that it will be perfect by the time your birthday comes.
Hey, don't throw that in the sink. You'll stop up every pipe within 5 miles.
Well, what shall I do with it?
Bury it and be sure you stick a silver knife through its heart.
Thank you.
How do you do, madam?
Who's at the door, Arnold? Tell him we don't want any.
Look, would you tell...
I am our pig.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were the pig.
Oh, that's all right.
That was a pig, wasn't it?
Yes, that's Arnold Ziffer. He came over to watch the television.
To watch?
His set is broken and his father won't give him money to have it fixed.
Oh, well.
What can I do for you?
Is your husband home?
What kind of a crack is that?
Oh, no, I only meant I'd like to talk to him.
He's not here.
Oh. Well, maybe you can help me. My name is Lester Luster, Jr.
Very pleased to meet you, Mr. Jr.
No, I'm Lester Luster. You see, my father is Lester Luster, and when I was born, they named me Lester Luster. So he is Lester Luster, Sr., and I'm Lester Luster, Jr.
That's a very interesting story, but I don't think I can help you, Mr. Jr.
No, you don't understand. Look, would you please go tell...
I know, the cat food commercial is on. He likes to watch them. He's learning how to meow.
Meow? Maybe I'd better come back a little later.
Oh, no, that's all right, Mr. Lester.
Luster, I'm with the advertising department of Luster Paints.
Do you know anything about cooking spaghetti?
Well, I...
Come on in, please.
My wife ordered all of these?
Yeah, she says she's practicing spaghetti for your birthday.
Well, that's not...
By the way, when is your birthday?
Not for 3 weeks.
Well, she ought to learn it by then.
I don't think she...
By the way, did that fella come out to see you?
What fellow?
Well, his name is Lisser, or is it Loser?
What did he want?
No, I think it was Lancaster. No, it wasn't Lancaster, but it did begin with an L.
Well, what did he...
Leicester. That's it. Carl Leicester. No, it wasn't Carl.
Yes, that's very...
It wasn't Leicester either. Well, let's see. It was something Junior. Well, no, it couldn't have been something because it began with an L.
Mr. Drucker, what did the man want?
Oh, you mean Mr. Linklaster? No, it wasn't Linklaster.
Well, what did he want?
Oh, well, he's with the Luster Paint Company. That's it. Luster Lester.
Oh, fine.
Now, he's with their advertising department, and he wants to before and after you.
Before and...
He's looking for a house they can take pictures of before they paint it and after they paint it.
Oh,
yeah, he asked me if there was an old and dilapidated house around here. And when he said old and dilapidated, I thought of you. Well, I didn't think of you, personally.
Oh, I understand.
Anyway, he said they'd paint your house for nothing if they can use the pictures in their ads.
Well, I'd like to talk to him.
How long has this been cooking?
1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good. My husband said it shouldn't cook too long.
Look, I don't think you should...
Would you hand me that fork, please? How does this look to you?
Not like any spaghetti I've ever seen.
Well, back to the drawing board. This time, I'm going to try...
Lisa, here's your spaghetti.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, Oliver, this gentleman has been waiting to see you.
Oh.
This is Mr. Luster. This is my husband.
Lister. Luster.
Mr. Luster has been waiting to talk to you.
Uh-huh. How do you do? Mr. Drucker told me that you... What's he doing here?
He came over to watch TV. He's learning to meow from the cat food commercials.
How could he...
Would you like a saucer of milk? Oh, he'd rather have a banana. There are some in the refrigerator. Help yourself. get so hungry when he watches TV. I think this time I'm going to try to cook it with some more spaghetti.
That's not the way to...
Excuse me, could we go someplace and talk where it's saner, quieter?
Yeah, come on in the living room.
What happened?
Didn't anybody ever tell that stupid pig that when he peels a banana, he should throw the peel in the garbage can?
We'll take a picture of the house the way it is now, then we'll paint it any color you wish, and photograph it after it's been painted.
Oh, huh. And there'll be no charge for the painting?
Oh, none whatsoever. All we ask is the right to use the before and after pictures in all our advertising.
That's fair enough.
We'll have our photographer here first thing tomorrow morning, and as soon as he gets his pictures, we'll start painting.
Fine.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Here's a chart of all our colors, if you'd pick out the one you'd like.
Oh, thank you. I'll show them to my wife. I'll see you in the morning. Lisa! Lisa!
Did Mr. Looseleaf leave?
Yeah, Mr. Looseleaf left. Look, they're going to paint the house tomorrow. Here, pick out the color you like.
Oh. Is it quarter past yet?
Quarter past what?
Anything. I put a batch of spaghetti up at half past.
Half past what?
I don't remember.
Well, how could you put...
I wonder if I should take the spaghetti off the stove.
No, it's too late. It's already escaped. Hey, no, don't touch that. Might attack you.
Mind?
Oh, that's all right.
Mac, I'm trying to take a picture.
Of what?
The house.
Well, there's something wrong with your camera. Yeah, see? Yeah, the house is upside down. Yeah, if you want the picture to come out right, you're gonna have to turn the camera upside down or the house.
Thanks for your suggestion.
Oh, that's all right. Always glad to help out a fellow, what's that thing again?
Camera.
Oh, yeah. Always glad to help a fella camera out. Well, nice talking to you.
Will you please get out of the way?
Oh, sorry. Morning, Mr. Duggan.
Will you please close the door?
Sorry. Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hi, Mr. Duggan. Say, what are you doing up there?
Stand up.
Oh, I didn't want to ruin the picture.
Hello there, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas. I brought the spaghetti recipe you asked for. My mother picked it up in Italy. Or was it my father she picked up? No, it couldn't have been my father. He didn't even know how to make spaghetti.
That doesn't make
there
any...
There we are. To one kangaroo, add 22 pounds of chicken liver and... No, that's a recipe for stuffed kangaroo tail.
That's the recipe my mother uses.
Oh? Does she know how to make elephant stew?
You mean where you fill the moat with champagne and...
We didn't have a moat, so my mother filled up the bathtub with vodka. She uses the baby elephants.
I guess they're more tender.
Did your mother ever make sperm whale soup?
Every Thanksgiving.
If you two will excuse me...
Will you please get off the porch?
This is a very nice shade of blue. It matches Oliver's eyes.
Oh, that'll come out real.
Maybe the yellow would be better.
Oh, that's a good choice.
No, I like the red the best.
You're not gonna paint the house red.
No, this is the color I want to make the spaghetti sauce.
Look, forget the spaghetti sauce. Pick out a color so they can paint the house.
How about this green?
Oh, that's real nice.
I don't like it.
What's wrong with it?
It's too dark.
Oh, that's no problem. I'll just have the painter make it a shade lighter.
How's that, lady?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Good.
But that's not it.
Lisa, can't you make up your mind so that they could paint the house?
But if you're nervous, why don't you go into the kitchen and have a couple of baths?
Why don't we all go?
If you could just describe the color you want.
Have you ever been in the Countess Frascati's bathroom?
Not lately, no.
In her shower, there is a soap dish.
And you want the same shade as the soap dish?
No, as the soap.
Why don't we all break for lunch?
Do you have anything here we could use as a sample?
No. Oh, wait a minute. I had a dress made to match the Countess's soap.
A dress made to...
Could we look at your soap dress? The dress that...
I'll get it for you. No, I can't get it for you.
Why not?
Because it's at the dry cleaners in Pixley.
I'll get it for you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. May I help you?
Yes. My name is Douglas.
You have a suit here.
No, not a suit. A green dress.
Oh?
It's my wife's dress.
That's what they always say.
Look, will you just get it for me?
Yes, sir. You said the name was Douglas.
That's right. Mrs. Douglas.
I don't seem to be able to find it, Mrs. Douglas.
Now, see here...
Oh, here we are. Would you care to try it on here to make sure it didn't shrink?
Just give me the dress.
Yes, sir. Say, this is an unusual shade. I haven't seen this color green since I took a shower in the Countess Frascati's bathroom.
How's that?
It needs a little more...
It doesn't need a little more anything. It's perfect.
How do you know? Did you ever take a shower in the Countess's bathroom?
No, but the man at the cleaning store did.
Let's try it on the house.
Same as the before.
What's wrong with your paint?
There's nothing wrong with my paint. It's your house.
Try it again.
Must be alive. It's heating up the paint faster than I can put it on.
Now how about priming it with an undercoat?
This paint doesn't need an undercoat.
Try it again.
You used all this paint?
On the one board.
I don't believe it.
You try it.
There. What's wrong with that?
I'll open up another can.
Wait a second. What we need to do is load this wood up with paint. Get your spray gun. That'll do it.
Oliver. Where are you going?
I have to go into... What's that?
It's an experimental meatball to go with the spaghetti. Would you like to taste?
Look, will you please forget the...
You can plug it in over there.
What are they plugging in?
Oh, they're going to try spraying the house with a spray gun.
Lisa, would you look at me?
Never mind you. Look at my meatball.
I just don't know what to do. We've undercoated it, sealed it, sprayed it. Still won't take any paint.
Why don't you just forget the whole thing?
Mr. Douglas, there is no house in the world that the Luster Paint Company cannot paint.
Mr. Douglas, you're not going to paint this house, are you?
Yes, we're
You trying. Would deface this replica of Robert E. Lee's birthplace?
Mr. Haney, the paint won't stay on.
Oh, when you put it on, does it go...
That's right.
Oh, Is this man a union painter?
Sure.
That's your trouble. A union man can't paint a southern mansion. You need a Confederate painter.
That's the worst. What kind of wood is this?
I believe that is a $32 question.
$32?
No, I am in error. That question was reduced to $28 during our August white sale.
Mr. Haney, would you just tell us what kind of wood this is?
May I have your check first?
No.
Very well, I'll answer it on credit. This house is constructed of genuine Mississippi chitlin wood.
Chitlin?
Noted for its ability to cool a house in the summer and heat the house in the winter. Now, this is done by opening and closing the wood pores.
The what?
The wood pores. When the pores are open, the wood breathes freely, cooling the house. And when they're shut, they act like a stuffed-up nose.
How can we paint the house?
Well, you have to close the pores.
How do you do that?
I'll show you. May I have your pore key, Mr. Douglas?
I don't have a pore key.
You don't have a pore key?
No.
Very well, let's see if mine will fit. Do you happen to know where your pore keyhole is located?
I don't have a pore keyhole.
Excuse me. Oh, here it is. Now, I'll just close the pores and... Hey, I see the trouble. Your pore key spring is broken.
Mr. Haney, that's the most...
However, all is not lost. I have a spare pore key spring at home, which I will install for the paltry sum of $982.
Get out of here! I'm sorry to waste your time with...
I don't see any pore key spring.
There isn't any.
There's only one solution I can think of. Can we take one of the boards back to the laboratory with us? Maybe one of the experts can figure out how to treat the wood so it can be painted.
Be my guest.
I don't know why we have to go all the way over to the county seat for dinner.
Well, that's the only Italian restaurant I know around here.
Well, if you'd just be patient, I'm sure I could learn how to...
Who's that? Oh, hi. Come in.
Evening, Mr. Douglas. Just thought you'd like to see what our experts were able to do.
Oh, say, that's perfect. Well, how'd you manage that?
Well, they fixed the pore key spring.
The pore?
I know, but that's the only way I can explain it, you see. This wood is very porous, and it does breathe. Well, they managed to close the pores so that it'll hold the paint.
Oh, that's great.
But there's only one small problem.
What's that?
Listen.
What's that?
Well, when they close the pores, the wood can't breathe, you see, and so it keeps gasping for breath.
I never heard of anything.
So you'll have to make a choice about your house, Mr. Douglas. You can either have an unpainted breather or a painted gasper.
Well, I'd rather have an unpainted breather.
Okay, but I'd appreciate it if you'd kind of forget about this whole thing. Our reputation.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, hello, dear.
Good evening.
You're just in time. Would you like to have a nice spaghetti dinner with us?
No, thank you. I've suffered enough. Good night.
What did you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Come on.
Happy birthday, darling.
It's not my birthday for 3 weeks.
What? A little pre-birthday schnort never hurt anybody.
I wonder when they're going to bring our dinner.
I don't know why we had to come here.
I just thought it'd be a good idea if you saw what spaghetti is supposed to look like.
But
here we are. Spaghetti and the meatball.
You call that spaghetti and meatballs?
Sorry, Mac. We just got a new Hungarian cook.
Hungarian?
Where are you going?
To say hello to the cook. He may be my mother.
Thank you.
been a film ways presentation, darling.